looking to become only the second team in NLL history to start a season 8-0 at home this Friday night against the Toronto Rock. Former member of the Rock and the Edmonton Rush, now assistant coach Jimmy Quinlan joins us. Mr. Quinlan, how are you doing?
I'm very good. I was wondering if I won the contest or was I not entered into it?
No, you weren't entered into it. No.
How do I enter?
Well, you'd have to call in next time and be caller one or two.
But I did call in. You just didn't answer.
Yeah. Well, hey, you got to be quick. Got to be quick. So, well, that's. I like that you tried. It'd have been great. If you would have been caller one or two, we would have let you play.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Your team right now, rolling right along, Jimmy, 7-0. As a guy who's in charge of the back gate, are you, maybe surprise is the wrong word, but this is easily the most consistent stretch this franchise has ever played. And defensively, you guys really haven't had one bad game yet.
No, I mean, I think we've been pretty fortunate. You know, all our guys have been healthy and we've had some bad spurts, but we've been able to make adjustments. And, you know, that back end we have, obviously the play of Aaron Bold's been a big part of it. So, you know, we've been fortunate where we probably didn't have a great half in Vancouver and we were able to dig our heels in and come out with a win. But, you know, we like the way things are going right now, but we realize, you know, what's allowed us to have our success and we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
You don't want to get too far ahead of yourselves, but I think it's nice to have goals every time, right? Right? To become only the second team in the history of the league to go 8-0 has to be some motivation for this weekend, no?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely huge motivation. I think more than that, though, it's just to continue to play well and to win at home. Obviously, you know, we've struggled as a franchise in the past at home, and we've got off, you know, to a good start. It's been a while since we've been there, so... You know, you're really only as good as your last game. And in the NLL, that's usually your home game because that's the one the fans remember. So we definitely, you know, we're aware of the 8-0 and becoming only the second or third team in franchise history to reach that mark. But again, we just want to keep playing well and keep playing well in front of our fans so that we can get more people out.
You look at Toronto and they might be the best offense you're going to see overall. Obviously, they've got Colin Doyle, who's one of the great all times. He'll be a Hall of Famer when he's done. But Garrett Billings, Jimmy, after a slow start, is really rolling. How do you contain him?
Well, I think he's one of those guys where you really got to limit his time and space. He's, you know, if you look at the assists category, he had 9 the other day here on Saturday. He had 9 assists, I think, on 14 goals. So he's kind of the catalyst for him. He's a very good feeder, and I think one of his best assets is his shot fake. So he'll wind up and goalies really start to step out as if he's shooting the ball, and the next thing you know, he's finding one of those guys like Colin Doyle or, you know, Steph LeBlanc, backdoor Josh Sanderson, and they just deposit in the empty net. So we're really going to have to make sure that we get out on him and then force him to move his feet and then not allow him to see the floor as easily as he likes. So I think the big thing with Toronto and why they've had so much success and why they are such a good offense is because they've had some continuity. They've played together. They don't really have any new faces this year. I think, you know, if you look at the core of their offense, they've been together for 5-6 years now, and they just know what each other like to do. And then because of that, it's hard to play against.
Jimmy Quinlan, assistant coach of the Rush, joins us. Well, Jimmy, outside of, you know, leading the league in assists with 42, you know, Billings is right up there top 3 in shots on goal. So that's what makes him dangerous is you have to – it's not like he's Joe Thornton where you don't really have to respect the shot because you know he'll pass the puck. This is a guy who shoots all the time and still leads the league in assists.
Yeah, and I mean, he hasn't probably been shooting the ball as well as he likes, and he's one of those guys who can go off at any time for 5-6 in a night. So I think he's one of those guys you got to, you know, really – get out on them and get out on them early. You know, I think we've got some good matchups over there. If we slide Kyle Rubish over or Brett Nitschke or Chris Corbeil, where we can maybe start to dictate what he wants to do rather than have him decide what he wants to do. So I think that's going to be the focus this week. And, you know, our back end will have our hands full, that's for sure.
Because the ball is obviously going into his pocket more than anyone else in Toronto, Jimmy, is there a way to alter your defense so he can't get set up early? You know, will you guys try to pressure out quicker, have somebody pick him up the minute he comes on the floor?
Yeah, there's lots of those things you can do. I mean, one of the problems with picking him up early as he comes out of a gate high is you know, if they get set up early, you're vulnerable to a 4-on-4, which is, you know, quite an advantage for the offense in the game of lacrosse. I think, you know, one of the big things we can do is once the ball gets to the left-handed side, you know, to the Colin Doyles and the Steph LeBlancs, Josh Sandersons, is then just not let it come back to the right side. And how you do that is just by having good angles and good ball pressure and then making sure that, your players off ball are high in the passing lane, not allowing that pass to get swung back and forth easily. And that's one of the things that Toronto's very good at is moving the ball east and west. And, you know, when a team's doing that, it puts a lot of stress on your goalie because they're always having to constantly change their angle and find their posts. And for a defense like ours, if the ball starts getting, you know, swung back and forth, we just have to actually end up running in and out a lot. And then it becomes, you know, a lot of busy work for not accomplishing a whole lot. So, you know, we're well aware of that, and that's one of the things that we're going to, you know, look to do is just to step up and not allow the ball to get passed from the right to the left, you know, multiple times in a possession and easily, I guess, is what we want to do.
Jimmy, looking at their goals against, Toronto's been giving up a lot of goals, 98 in 8 games, while you guys have given up 54 in 7. How do you plan to attack them offensively?
Well, I think it doesn't change for us. You know, every week we go out with the same mentality, and then that's really just to continue to chip away at things and play within the game plan. And we're a team that likes to, you know, really move the ball around and work without the ball. So, again, what we need to do is we need to find those difficult areas to play in the middle of the floor and work from the inside out. And then, you know, anytime we set a pick, we got to make sure that we're rolling hard down the middle. And as we swing the ball, we always got to be looking inside. So, I mean, we see some things we look at, we think we can take advantage of. Now it's just whether or not we can go out there and execute it.
Any injury updates, Jimmy? You guys pretty healthy going into Friday?
Yeah, I think we're really healthy. I don't think we got anything that we need to worry about. The 2 weeks, you know, were real good to us. We were able to get, you know, get a good rest, and we'll be back at her here on Thursday night, and well, you're fully ready for Friday. So it's a big game for us, obviously, having not played in 2 weeks. And obviously, Toronto's an excellent measuring stick, so we're excited, and you know, we want to keep this thing rolling.
When you look at, you know, and it's different as a coach than it is as a player, and I know you're very recently removed from the game, but talk about the confidence level of your team. You guys have won blowout games this year. You've come from behind trailing heavily at the half. You've led every other game at the half. You've won tight games in overtime. You seemingly have found a way to win in every game. Do you notice the confidence of your team just mentally that maybe this is a team that's not scared to know how to win anymore?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because we do have a very interesting group in the sense that we're not very old. But I think the guys like being around each other so much, and then they believe in one each other so much and in the systems. And, you know, they're all willing to listen to the coach and, you know, take what he has to say and just go out there and execute. And I think that's really, you know, showing through in all the types of games we play. They really haven't ever got on each other. There's no complaining between offense and defense about guys getting on and off the floor, or, you know, defense getting a stop or offense scoring. It's really one of those interesting teams to be a part of where, you know, everyone's content in their role, and, you know, those roles change from night to night and the assignments change from night to night, and guys are really rooting for each other. So I think that's really what's led to it. I think we've got a group of guys that believe in each other, and it doesn't matter what anyone else says. They're willing to go out there and lay it on the line for each other. And I think because of that, we've had some success. So it's definitely interesting to stand behind that bench and see everyone always so positive no matter what the situation is. And I think that, you know, always keeping things positive has always, you know, allowed us to stay in the game.
Are you as vocal as a coach as you were as a player?
Yeah, I'm the vocal one, I think, of the three on the bench. I yell a lot. I sometimes try not to, but I think it's just second nature for me. So I think the big thing for me is, with our back end, is always what's the situation, what's going on, what's happening next, and then just trying to refocus that group. Because in reality, I basically could probably just kick the door open with the defense we have and tell them to go out there and play, and we'd be fine. But, you know, every once in a while, we see something that we're not doing well, and we just got to readjust and refocus. So from there, you know, I am always talking to them, sometimes maybe louder than when I did as a player. But for the most part, they're responsive, and we're doing well.
Jimmy, always good to catch up with you. Continued success. Looking to go 8-0 on Friday night at Rexall.
Thank you very much, Jason. You have a wonderful Monday.